I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Thursday, April 5th, 2012, to order. First agendized item is bid recommendation for county tax sale. Ron?
Good morning, gentlemen. We are here this morning to make a recommendation in response to bid number 201202-167, county tax sale newspaper notices, notifications. This bid was opened a week and a half or so ago, and based on your requests, we're here to make a recommendation. Our county collector is here, and I'll let her take it from here. Or if would you like me to reiterate what the bid responses were? No, we know what those are, and they're on the record, okay?
As the commission and those that were involved in the tax sale bid process are aware, there was an objection by taxpayer Michael Schuvel stating that he strongly did not feel the paper last year met the bid specifications. It was stated in the meeting on March 22, 2012, by Mr. Schuvel that there was an overpayment in the amount of $3,324.90, and this is reflected in the written minutes. For this reason, I must note that an email and letter to myself, the county commission, and the county auditor on August 15, 2011, Mr. Schuver stated the overcharge was $2,735.25. I took this concern seriously. I had not dealt with an issue like this before, but in trying to check the process out to see that the bid process had been followed, after this letter, a county auditor made a suggestion that I thought would solve the issue, and that was to get an opinion from a local printing company that had been in business for many, many years. I did this, and I won't go through the process unless you want me to, but the opinion was that he felt that both papers met the 9-point font, and he could not say but what it had followed the process. There was a different typeset and so forth. And this wasn't satisfactory, and so I later conferred with the Springfield News Leader and through phone and email and to get an opinion. And they could not say, and I realized that this was an informal way, and I just want clarification, and they could not say but what it was of the 9-point font, and they gave me newspaper terms, which I don't profess to understand. This is out of my ream. After doing this, it wasn't satisfactory, and I asked what could I do that would be satisfactory. In the end, I was told by Mr. Schuver, that if I would get a signed document stating that the paper had met the bid requirements, then he would be satisfied with that. So I sent an email to the publisher of the Taney County Times asking for that. And I had put in the purchase order for the amount that was not objected and to pay that amount and withheld the other, the $2,735.25. When I got that document back, I informed Mr. Schuver that I had the signed paper and I was putting request with it for the final payment, which I did, and that was paid. Based upon this knowledge and then the bid that came in, and I have, we do not have to go with the lowest bid. I conferred with legal counsel, and if we feel it's not in the best interest of Taney County if someone cannot meet their bid and so forth, we do not have to. But after council has went over, I have all of the documents that have taken place over this time. And then given the fact that the Taney County Times bid was $3 and the Branson Daily bid was $3.94, and our Mr. Erickson, our purchasing agent, has modified the contract to say that if the person doing the bid does not meet the specifications or anything, and what exactly does it say that it will not be?
Right. In preparation of the bid before we released this, we wanted to make sure that that all the possible stipulations were there for all potential responses. And the highlighted area here that each responder would have had to agree to by their signature simply says that if a publication goes out with incorrect specifications or sizes different from that is submitted within these bid specs as agreed upon and awarded by the Taney County Commission, that the purchasing department will deny payment for said. So that was simply a stipulation for safeguarding both sides moving forward so we wouldn't have to worry about previous mistakes that had occurred. And so the responses that we received are both signed, and as Sheila stated, the grants in Tri-Lakes News came in at $3.94, and Taney County Times was $3 even.
And it's up to you, gentlemen, but this is the research that I've done, and the council said based upon these facts, the reason for going out for bid is normally to get the best price for the county. And if I cannot, and based upon this document, I'll leave it with you, gentlemen. The lower bid for Taney County Times is $3. The Branson Daily is $3.94. And a signed document by each stating that they will follow those specs or not be paid. Have I given you enough information?
So last year you gave us a recommendation. Are you recommending one over the other? Or?
I went with the lower bid last year.
Okay. So is that your recommendation this year then?
The council would suggest that unless you can prove some reason not to go with that lower bid, that should be adhered to.
Okay.
Did you get an answer to your question?
I believe I didn't, but it's just a matter of, I think what I'm hearing is the lower bid is what you're leaning toward. I love you.
I am not a newspaper person,
right.
But if we have two signed documents stating that they're going to follow the bid, and
right.
And they're going to follow it knowing that if they don't follow the bid specifications, the purchasing agent is not going to approve payment,
right.
Then I would have to go with the lower bid.
Okay. I mean, that suffices for me.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to award bid number 201202-167. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes.
To, is it Taney County Times?
Yes.
As per the data provided by the collector.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid of 201202-167, which was offered by the Taney County Times as set forth with explanation from the county collector. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I believe that's all we have, or I have. If you all have something for me.
Are you going to be here when we do the bid awards for Boys Camp Road?
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to come. Are we going to do the agenda request review ourselves?
I guess so, sir.
Mr. Schubert, we're not set up today for public comment. If in fact you wanted to make public comment, we will be on Monday.
What time?
9 a.m. Actually, it's 8:30 to 9, so anytime during that half hour.
I want to address a couple points that Ms. Wyatt brought up today.
Again, we are not set to do that today. But we will be delighted to hear that on Monday, or I'll take that personally if you want. But not while we're not scheduled for it here. Agenda request review. Do you want to shuffle that and go since Ron is here?
That's fine.
I mean, both are set at the same time. Let's move to the bid award for Boys Camp Road, Travis. Thank you, Sheila.
This is
would you identify yourself, Travis?
Yep, Travis Heyer, HDR Engineering.
Thank you, sir.
Bids for Boys Camp Road were open on March 22nd. Tom Boyce Excavating was the low bidder. We've run the company through our checks and the Department of Economic Development, checked on the insurance and federal ID number and all those things, and everybody's approved of it, so we got a letter of recommendation to award the bid to Tom Boyce Excavating there. Actual notice of award is that second form.
Can I ask one thing, Travis? Mm-hmm. The HDR number 142912, what is that?
Just our internal project number.
Your project number, yeah. Okay.
Does this have a specific bid number attached to it, Ron, through your office?
No, sir. This was handled completely by the engineer.
Okay.
Contract.
All right. Motion to award Tom Boyce Excavating Incorporated as the lowest bid for the Boys Camp Road Improvement Project, HDR number 142912.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award to Tom Boyce Excavating Incorporated. The bid regarding Boys Camp Road improvements, internally numbered with HDR as HDR number 142912. Discussion?
Yes, I do have.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I visited with an HDR representative, and there was some discussion that the citizens in that area, some of them had some concerns about the project, and I was assured that that everyone that they had talked to was in favor of getting started and the timing. And so I just wanted to make that a matter of record, because sometimes one person gets out and screams and yells about a project going on for the improvement of an entire district, but we have had a good result, and this road improvement is much needed in that area that locks a whole community in when the water comes up.
This has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Just give you a little, I guess, idea of what it looks like going forward. Once, assuming you guys approve this and sign this today, I'll get this subcontractor with 5 contracts. He'll execute them all, get me the payment, performance, maintenance bonds. I'll put all those together with all this bid documentation, bring that back to you for your legal counsel to review. There's a form in there for him to sign off saying it approves of the contract. Then we'll approve the contract, have pre-construction, so I would say, and the contractor has 15 days to get all this stuff returned to me, so I'll be back 2 or 3 weeks to actually get contracts approved. But.
And a reminder that this is not solely a project financed by Taney County, but in part financed through
CDBG.
CDBG. Is it
$250,000? Yep.
Is their share.
And Mr. Houseman, we talk about this being a long time coming. And it has been, but knowing with government agencies that we have to deal with and that they have to deal with, it is a very short time compared to the KDOT project, which I started 7 years ago.
That's unbelievable.
So, and we're underway with it. So I just thought I'd make note of that. It seems like a long time, but it's a very short time compared to what I've dealt with that project.
Gentlemen, there's a motion before us. Is there any other discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Can we sign one of these?
thanks for all your hard work on this too, Travis. I know that you've been back and forth with us numerous times, and appreciate your effort.
Would you see that Amy upstairs and Mr. Erickson get a copy of that?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Next item of business is the TCTAB update, which is the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, for those who don't know the lettering. But
good morning,
Randy,
gentlemen.
Travis, good morning.
What I've given you is a map document that HDR provided. They're also doing the prioritization of these projects that we have listed in front of you, that all seven members have put on a list. And we're currently in the process of categorizing all these by several items of criteria that is in the contract that you gentlemen have approved earlier. And Travis can give you an update as far as where they're at in this process right now.
What the Transportation Board basically asked us to do is kind of give you guys an update so we don't get to the end of this project and you haven't even seen the list of projects that we're working on. But these 41 projects are the projects the board members have come up with. We've basically gone through and got a description on all of them, so we're on the same page of what the project actually is. Collected almost all the data. We're waiting on a few things from MoDOT. Planning at the next transportation meeting, which is in 3 weeks, I think, to kind of have a draft of the prioritization set up to get their comments on it, and then we'll revise that and give them a final product. But basically, these are the 41 projects that we're going to try to rank from top to bottom. And then it'll be broken up into categories, too, as far as large projects. Medium, small project.
I've got a question for you. When you get to that point, Ron.
He's ready.
Yeah.
When you first presented these, it was either 33 or 37 projects, and they've been added to 41.
Now, the original proposal had three different levels. I think we said three from each category for 21 projects, or 35, or the total
35 40, 41. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The contract was actually for 41.
For
the full.
All right. I knew that the numbers didn't register with my.
We had three options, and you guys voted to do the full list, and there have been a couple that have been changed out, but it kept the number the same.
The one project that we seemed to be having difficulty with, it was prioritized by the group to start off with, and I guess you've taken it off here because of the construction with the T Highway project.
Yeah, that's not on here.
It's not on here because it's already under contract.
Yeah.
Okay. So any of those that are underway now will be one that'll be removed as you proceed.
Yeah, there were a couple on here. The intersection of 65 and 248, where they just put the diverging diamond, was on the original list. Took that one off. T Highway was talked about. I don't know that it was ever actually on the list, but we knew it was in the process. Seemed like there was another one, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. But
what I'd like for you to do, and it's just something I'd like to have on there, is when you present these, if you could highlight the ones that we get completed that we can present to the press to show that we have, what this board has really been a valuable asset to us as far as us not having to try to pick and choose projects, but having members of the entire community off of that board present the projects and the completion of those projects, and if we could have those either highlighted with a little notation at the end, project in progress or completed, and then that would. The reason I say that is just a good move for the county citizens to see where the safety issues that we're taking very seriously are being acted upon. Are you guys in agreement with that?
It'd be nice to know, you know, as we work on projects or move forward. And there'll be some projects here that we're going to move forward on that may take, you know, 7 years to resolve. But if there's action being taken, it'd be sure nice to see it on an ongoing basis. Even if it's green as a project, you know,
right.
Change the color or something to show that there's activity on it. Because there's one thing to have a list of 41 projects, but another thing for actually us to start attacking what we can afford and how we're going to start resolving some of these safety issues. So yeah, some sort of indication would be great.
Sure.
And that, as you proceed, you might ask them if they would want to go ahead and release that to when you get that part of it done, release that to the press so that they can get an idea that.
Well, I think the intent of this, or at least my thinking on it, is we're going to end up providing, whether it's a spreadsheet or what format it is, I guess, but and our methodology of how we came up with things to where staff, or whether you hire somebody else to do it again, can update this list as new projects arise or as if it gets completed, you know, shift it down or however. But it's kind of a working document. I think it'll be updated continuously.
Well, this commission is taking very seriously the list and the recommendations in it, and we went forward with several of these. And as I was looking on there, even partial work on some of these things would be nice to show that we're making
attempts.
There's
a lot of them, to be honest with you.
Except
we've kind of been collecting all the info we can on all these projects, and there's been some amount of work done on a lot of these.
Right, that's where I'm at, Travis, with that. So
sounds great. So when is so your next step is these are the projects. So the next step is you guys will start doing some sort of ranking process and evaluation process to.
Yeah, we're in that process now, and we're hoping that the next board meeting, which is the end of the month, mm-hmm. It's the fourth Monday of the month.
Okay.
To give them some kind of draft, get their comments on it if they want to suggest the ranking criteria or anything. Once they've kind of seen it, given their input, they want us to revise it, and then I think they want to set up a meeting with you guys.
Sure.
As a board and a commission, get everybody's input, then finalize it. So.
There's a lot of major projects. There's a lot of very expensive, high-ticket items that need to be taken care of. But there's also a few that are just simply something that we could do through R&B in a day's work.
Right.
So I wonder if we should not address those and take them off of this list.
Well,
on one road, we're talking about speed limit signs.
Yeah.
But if it's not our road, it may take, if it's a state road.
It's our road.
Is it our road?
Is that?
Pulse Ford Road.
Well, I think part of that wasn't just the speed limit. A lot of it was the 90-degree corners and
so this may just be a summary.
This is kind of a summary
that makes sense,
of some of these projects.
I don't want to draw this out too long, but there's certain things I like to know about whenever we get through with those projects. And I'm going to use one that's not on this list, but for an example, the V Highway project where we fill that dip in at the power side. Mm-hmm. Before that, gentlemen, there was it was on a list of highway. The Highway Patrol puts out a list, MoDOT, of the number of accidents that were not just fender benders, but all the way through. As far as I know, there's only been two just taillights knocked out there since we filled that in. Before that, there was deaths.
Right.
Three people were paralyzed. Those kind of efforts in a situation like this, and as they prioritize, I think it's good for the public to know when you make a improvement that is so beneficial, they see where their tax dollars are going and where their safety issues are being addressed. Can you do that on like the top, whatever you finish up the project?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the categories, I think they define it as serious or injury, accident, or something along those lines, you know, not just independent. So there'll be a category in our matrix for that, but that'll be pre-improvement, I guess. I mean, once you guys actually make the improvement, I mean, we could put a column in there or have a staff in some way be able to identify 2 years later what is it now so they could compare. But,
right.
I mean, obviously we can't do it till the improvement's done, but
right.
We could set it up to have something for that. But back to Mr. Hausman's comments, there's a wide range of costs on these projects. I mean, we're not actually working up cost estimates for these, but obviously looking at them, you can see some of them are multi-million, some of them are 200,000. So we'll break them up into categories so it's kind of ranked within the... I guess the main purpose of this is you guys see that list. If you have comments on it, you see something you don't like or want added or something, let us know as soon as possible and we'll get it adjusted.
Sounds great.
This is the Iowa Colony. Is it completed?
The only thing that I talked to the board about that one, we've done the widening and everything, but they also had shoulders listed on their documents and also with HDR. So we still have a little bit of shouldering to do on it to finalize and complete it. We were going to try to acquire some fairly decent material to do that. And they said they would remove that from the list once we completed that portion of it.
Yeah, we talked about taking that off at the board. It sounded like it might get done this fall, but the board didn't want to take it off. In case it didn't get done, it wouldn't show up on any state rankings or anything else.
And I think that's a very important part of what we were talking about, Jim. That gives us an idea, and if there's an accident on that road or something that's caused by something that's not finished, we have an idea about it,
right.
You know. And,
right.
And I think that's what we're looking for is maybe three or four highlighted different colors or different prints or something that shows progress in that area. And if there's something small like the shoulders on, because that was a major improvement on a county road with total county tax dollars. Some of these projects will be with MoDOT participation or grant participation or things like that. So that's what I would like to see. And a little larger print on my paper would be a lot better.
Sure. well, that meeting with all of you guys, that may be what we do is kind of go through the history, because several of these had Tiger grants applied for, several of them have kind of preliminary layouts already done. We kind of have a column for that background information so you can see what you've done on all of them. So.
Randy, I know you brought up a name the other day for a district representative. We got one open. But
yeah, we've got a district open.
Yeah, we got a district open. I would like to see if we couldn't possibly, with the help of maybe the transportation board, fill that position if they know someone that lives in that area that's interested or the... It's hard to say to the news media, we have a district open. Whenever the district is drawn, they'd have to see a map to even know if they lived anywhere close into that district.
They discussed a couple names last time. I think they were going to try to get a hold of some people. So
okay.
They're aware of it.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you, Travis.
Thank you.
Randy, do you want to stay for this dirt agreement?
Oh.
Hey. Randy.
I didn't know if that was coming up now or later.
Could you have your, could you have that board look at those two places that we brought to us without us having to go through it on the church road and the other one?
Yeah.
Have them look at those and evaluate them, because I think they should be making these, helping make these decisions also. Don't you, don't you gentlemen think that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for the public.
Okay.
The dirt agreement
is Randy Isaacs.
Comment is he wants all that he can get. Lives on Gibson Road.
Motion to award Randy Isaacs, motion to enter into an agreement, dirt agreement between Taney County and Randy Isaacs.
I'll second the motion. Okay, I do have a question about some of this.
Motion has been made and seconded to enter into a dirt agreement between Taney County and Randy Isaacs. Discussion?
On any of these agreements, Randy, do we have, when we have locations, because I know on some roads we'll have two or three dirt agreements that are pretty close together.
What I'm going to do, I need to create a map document and put these down so we know kind of,
yeah.
We may be getting a little concentrated in some areas and nothing in another area. And,
yeah.
And we got a pretty good list of them, but some of them we've had to take one or two off the list or just draw a line through them because they're basically done or they don't want no more or whatever reason.
That would be good for us because as we go through this, you know where they're at and you know where the others are at, but I know of about three that are within half a mile of each other. So,
time. Yes, sir. I don't have the
Can we discuss real fast the agenda request, since I think today's Nikki's day off? Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Lynn. You're wanting to back up to the agenda request.
There's only one thing that I was really trying to get information is that I was in a meeting yesterday with the economic, Branson's economic community, normal, their normal monthly meeting. Jonas was there, and I asked Jonas when he would start coming over here on a quarterly basis to give us updates, since we're investing in this regional economic partnership, and since the tornado thing, and he's gone through a lot of things, training and all that, to get up to speed. And I wanted to, first of all, ask if we could get him on the agenda to come by quarterly and just give us a brief update, maybe 15 to 30 minutes. His availability this month is this coming Monday or in 2 weeks Monday. And looking at our schedule, we can handle either one. Looking, I know that we just got an email yesterday about that 26th we may be in Springfield in a court case. So I didn't know if Monday would be adequate for him to come at 9 o'clock and just give us an update.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's a good idea. What are you going to put it down for 15 minutes or something?
I'm thinking 15 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
I am. I'm planning on being at that next meeting and had sent information that I would attend that until we have appointed someone to serve on that board that would represent the county. And I think that while he's here, it would be a good time to raise questions. If I'm not mistaken, we're allowing buy-in from the private sector
into the partnership
at a level like $500.
Well, you can. I'm sorry. You can buy. No, you can buy in at any level. The executive committee is based off of something else.
But if you're on the, if you buy in, uh-huh. you have a vote on the direction that we travel.
Okay.
And if that's the case, and it is a private sector $500 buy-in the same as the county $50,000 commitment is my question. And I'll bring that up on Monday.
Yeah, I
just don't know which direction they're headed with that. And
there is two boards, and they can explain it, the executive committee and then the advisory board. And I think the 500 buy-in is the advisory board. The executive committee is something completely different, which sets the direction. But that'd be a great question to ask him on Monday.
Yeah, I think it will be, because I didn't know about private. I did know about co-ops and all those things. And I did visit with him about it. That was my concern.
This has been passed over to the counselors, correct? This is the agenda request items. This has been passed over.
Yes.
Okay, because I found another entity that we're...
And I've got it here for our legal discussion with them today.
I found another association that we're part of that does that too.
Okay.
You're working on that. There's nothing to do here. I'm holding on that.
Did I put? I went through this. Where's the one?
You didn't give that to us.
I never gave you a copy of what I've limited that down to. I thought I did that on your boxes.
I don't think you did.
The meetings. I narrowed it down to like nine apiece instead of 30.
You mentioned it, but I don't think we ever
you
got
mentioned
papers.
It, that, Ron. I didn't get anything.
So once you get that, Ron, you may have it. Go ahead. But I thought one thing is, I thought this request here for that one flood issue over on Cannibal Loop Road, we thought that was resolved or being resolved because we've assigned road bridge. So I think this can come up. I talked to this individual this morning anyway.
Okay. I have it also for executive session because of the threat of litigation this morning.
Right. But this request, I think, can come up because we've already addressed it.
That's fine with me.
Okay. And we're scheduling that. Okay. Aren't we done with this?
Will we ever be?
Well, I think I had promised to meet with one individual, GRE. I'm going to meet with GRE Millikens about this, so I know that. But okay. I think that's everything. There's nothing else.
Do you have anything else for Monday to schedule?
Possibly following...
Litigation.
Well, that and the 2 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
I thought, sure. But obviously, if neither of you got that...
No, I didn't get... I don't think that I got any... sheet of paper that had any...
I redlined it, copied it.
Made it all pretty and everything?
Well, no. But I did do it. And, Jim, you're going to the Ledge Conference meeting? I'm going to the Ledge Conference meeting.
Mac? The Mac one? Yeah.
And, Danny, you are not? What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
Okay. Well, I'll tear all these out when we go into exact. I know I've got that.
What about the PACE resolution? Do you have that?
It's not here.
Well, then we can't.
We have to. Well, I'd go get a copy of it.
I've got a copy.
But we've got to discuss it. Is my question. I mean, have.
Have you got both copies there? And that also went to Frank.
Yeah.
Frank and I have reviewed it yet. My question, I can just tell you, I just told Danny this in the hallway in passing, is that City of Branson, City of Hollister have reviewed it, and I'm not sure which one they're reviewing, but like I told Danny, they've made comments like they don't see any downsides, and they're looking really hard for the downsides to the program. There is some, you know, some of the frustration may come back when people find out what this covers, such as, let's say you're doing a remodel. How it was explained to me, let's say you're doing a remodel and you're going to, you priced windows. This loan would strictly be for the difference between windows and energy efficient windows. So it's not for the windows, it's just for the difference. What there may be some challenges, and I was in a meeting with some bankers, this takes first position on the lien. So it supersedes the bank. And the banks, this hasn't been tried because it just kind of basically got activated in court, from legislation. The banks aren't so sure they're going to support this because they're saying, how can they lose first position? Because basically we're calling this a tax. It's paid through property taxes, the loan back. But from the city perspective, they've been reviewing and they can't find the downsides to whichever resolution they're looking at.
The obligation that I see is that it puts on the agricultural community is the way that I see this, that if they want to proceed with farmlands that they want to turn into, well, it's explained in here, it would be better read than me trying to explain it, but turned into native grasses so that there's an environmental improvement in the green.
Okay, green space kind
green
of thing.
Space
yeah.
Type deal. And it also talks in there about penalties that if they don't proceed with, like if they got a loan for planting sunflower seeds for biofuel, that there's a penalty. That if they, if they don't get them processed, or if they don't follow through with whatever the contract says for the loan,
right,
they could end up in a loan court situation. The way I understood that, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but you read that and see if you don't think it's kind of confusing. The way I look at the document is it has some excellent, real good parts to it, and it also has some parts to it that look like they've been added to just to, not like a lot of legislation.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to look at those other bills, the H-54, B-54, or something like that that's on there that refers back to.
In talking with council, and I'll let council address it, but he says as to form, both would be correct and would be approved by him. As to form, doesn't see any financial burden on the county. The county would not be responsible for any bonded indebtedness. Apparently the three members appointed would be pursuant to the incorporating document that's put together. But Dan, in reading the, like you, number one, first, the Property Assessed Clean Energy Act, I don't see any pitfalls in the approval of that. The question, as I had it, that came from you was regarding describing Taney County Green Community Program. And providing other matters, it says, relating thereto. I don't see, although it could be in here, where we're establishing a bureaucracy that would tell landowners what they could or could not do. I don't see that.
Not until they join. Unless they themselves join in the plan, and then they're obligated to something. But I read it twice this morning, and that's what I got out of it. If they collect money for It's kind of set up like your conservation department around, say, Truman Lake and places like that where they don't plant crops in there and they draw a subsidy for it. That's, and I may be thinking all wrong on this particular subject, but when it goes to mentioning crops such as sunflower seeds and biosolids fuels and things like that, their obligation in that comes back to the assessment process. And it also, another thing I didn't quite understand is it talks about the collector and the assessor being the only ones that could possibly, it talks about liability of the county, which they said was none, but they also mentioned, did you read that part about the assessor and the collector?
No.
Well, I read the thing a couple of different times, and
in the green?
Which one? I had two of these.
Well, there's two of them. Maybe in the other one. I should have highlighted the one that I had questions about. And
the client has this resolution number 2012L, which is
the one. Yeah, the one we were talking about was the green community, which is 2012-blank.
The one that read about the PACE part of it, the PACE application, I didn't see anything in that thing that was...
That's the one that's blank at the top and doesn't have a number on it.
Yeah. If you guys want to put this on the agenda for Monday, or is there a time-sensitive deal?
Well, we got at least two businesses who want to know if they can take advantage of this program that are in the county. And they can't until this is passed. And so I think it's more of a just letting those businesses who are going to start remodeling or redoing from the tornado some direction of which way to go.
Hey, I'm all for that. I know.
That's the only thing. They're just looking at options right now, and they want to know if this is going to be a viable option for them. If you want to... Danny, if you think you could read through it again and then Monday give us the highlighted copies, maybe we can just repost this for 15 minutes on Monday.
Well, the one that doesn't have a number on it is less...
Didn't you send this to me... When did you send this to us? Sunday or Monday?
I'm sorry.
That was forwarded to us. Didn't you forward that to us via email?
Yes.
I can't find my... I mean, that's what I'm looking... Yeah, I don't have it.
It came to me from Doyle Shoulders.
Dale presented to us on Thursday of last week, and then Sunday we saw him at the Centennial.
Actually.
And then you met with him afterwards.
Wasn't it Monday of last week?
Maybe Monday last
Monday's
week.
When I first seen.
Yeah, I don't
here's,
have it.
Here's a one point in Section 3. All actions not inconsistent with the provisions of this resolution. I'm incorrect. It's Section 4. All prior acts, orders, or resolutions, or parts thereof by the county in conflict with this resolution are hereby repealed.
Say that again?
All prior acts, orders, or resolutions, or parts thereof by the county in conflict with this resolution are hereby repealed. Except that this repealer shall not be construed to revive any act, order, resolution, or part thereof, heretofore repealed. So if we have something that's in conflict with this, whether it be in P&Z or in any part of the county system, this would automatically
that's a little
take
concerning.
Precedence. And, yeah, because I don't know.
I don't know what else. I wouldn't know until after it was too late.
So I'm concerned about that provision. But that's the only one that I had a question about.
That's an odd provision. That's the only one I had a question about. It'll repeal or such. I'm not seeing language.
I don't think that the language Danny mentioned is in this. Maybe it's in the other one you got there regarding the assessor collect. We got it. It's in the other.
Read that one. So you see what it. I didn't even. My vision's just a little bit blurry right now.
Notwithstanding any other provision of law to the contrary, officers and other officials in the county, the district, and the county including without limitation, tax assessors and tax collectors, should not be personally liable to any person for claims of whatever kind of nature, blah, blah, blah.
So it's just stating them, right?
Including without limitation, tax assessors and tax collectors.
Right. So it's just naming them, including them. So
yeah, because they're the ones that place valuations on that property and collect the taxes thereon, I would assume.
Now, is that the one that you read that had all about the agricultural part of it for the biosolids and the biofuels?
That's the...
That's in the land use program. Well, you guys want to put this off till Monday and maybe go through it, or you guys want to prove it? You can say you got a couple of bills.
I've got
more questions.
Well, where's the one you read, Ron? That's the concerning one. Is that the one that repeals?
Well, right. The repealer section bothered me because I don't know what it affects. And it affects anything that the county already has in place, and I don't know what that would be.
Is that right there? Can
yes.
I see that just for 1 second? Because I wanted to see if it references something else.
Yeah, it's number 4 on, I think, the last page. In looking at this, did you find any provision that would allow the county commission to repeal this very ordinance that they would be signing or resolution? Or is that...
Can I ask you this? I know you just asked another question. Did you read this? We're going to have a board set up by this group.
Right.
Do we know what that group's about?
No. That wasn't it. You're talking about this. Jefferson City.
Mid-Missouri Clean Energy Development Board?
And Frank, did you not say that was going to be 3 individuals?
Yeah. Well, the statute itself says the initial group, that group.
Three not to exceed 5, something like that?
I think it was just 3,
okay.
Jim, but it also said to be elected per the provisions of the document creating them, not the statute. So we don't know anything about who makes up
the reason. Board. The only reason this concerns me, because of the junk we're going through with the Missouri Architects Board and all this junk that they're doing, this is almost a catch-all that repeals all the ordinances and automatically passes these ordinances.
But
and that just concerns the catch-all statements in here. It really feels like we may be giving up some authority.
Can we refer these to Mr. Ashley and to any other
department
director that should take a look at them?
Yeah.
Just as a point of clarification, that repealer provision, which is what's raised our eyes, is not, is in this document, not in the one you just...
The one I have concerned me about this board that's being formed.
Yeah.
And who are these and what bylaws are they going to operate under? And that concerned me with the board being formed. Yeah, the repealer is in that one, which is tied to the Clean Water Act, which that one bothers me. But in reading this one, we're establishing a green community program to be financed by the proceeds of this program, and it's to be issued by the Missouri. So I'm just really concerned that we're losing. I don't know what that group does. And what they're behind, and
are they
good for Taney County?
Are they going to be one of those authoritative positions that we have no say so whatsoever about the rules and regulations that they set up?
Is there small ones?
Yeah, over there. It's the right question to ask. At a minimum, towards answering that question, you'd ask for the articles of incorporation or whatever the document is by which that outfit in Jeff City is created. And it's actually a reference to CL, I don't know here, but the question was, what powers do they have? I was curious how they select the 3 board members, if what they're doing is bringing, potentially,
everybody in all the counties in Missouri into it to have these requests for funds funnel through them. How do they decide who's on the board?
There's my question.
And who receives them? And there's somewhere in there, and I'm sorry because I'm having a little trouble with my vision there this morning, but there's somewhere in there that it concerned me about the limitations of what they can do as far as what Jim was talking about, this board, what they can actually set up that might affect, and we can't get out of this deal once we're in it. The way I understood it, it's under, they're trying to form a statute or this board that has to do with the architects and engineers and all that. This thing concerns me with that process.
My question regarding the resolution, which enables us to join the Clean Energy District, the state of Missouri. I don't have a good enough understanding. If you'll turn to page 2 on that.
Okay. Program administration.
Well, we're just an under title above that, titles and definitions.
Okay.
Now it's pretty simple. Missouri Clean Energy District or district means the Mid-Missouri Clean Energy Development Board. Doing business in the Missouri Clean Energy District. Following that is the definition of PACE assessment. It means a special assessment made against qualifying property in consideration of PACE funding. PACE funding means funds provided to the owner or owners of qualified property by the district for energy efficiency improvement. And then you go on down and it talks about providing this property owners with the application to apply for, and that's where your collector and assessor come in, which is why they tried to remove liability from themselves on the last page. And I'm assuming it is for some assessment that's placed on the property. I don't understand that. And it's just a question that I have.
These are good questions. Who's the guy? Who's the warm body that's promoting this?
Doyle Childers, the prior state senator, brought this to our attention. Is very excited about it, and there is a company that is pursuing it that he is pointing different individuals to, and he's a consultant for that company. But he's very hot on it. It's just that I have some questions about it. I have great regard for Senator Childers. I have some questions that I still have.
It's one of those deals where I think with the storm related, and that's the way he made the presentation, with this recent storm, it has some real good things in it. If you want to improve your wind, or you want to improve your electrical,
if we can get answers,
those things are very, very good. But then it's got all these little technicalities that are attached to it that seem to...
We're just giving it to Bob. Well, Bob's got nothing on his plate.
Yeah. And I think at least
maybe we have Nikki send a series of questions to Doyle and see if we can get a conference call.
But it's a lot of language that you were talking about.
We have a thing here for patients.
See, the board, that board can issue bonds. That's what their job is. That board that's created has been given the authority. They're a political subdivision. They've been given the authority to issue bonds for the energy loans. Once established, the board creates and manages locally accessible PACE programs. That's why you do the ordinance. Then the board actually manages the entire PACE program.
What does that mean by locally accessible? That's my question.
Well, that's a great question. I'm reading as fast as I can, but
can we have a staff person submit a series of questions and/or set up a conference call with Doyle?
Yep.
Perhaps Frank and us at the same time. Would that work?
Sure. How about you guys? What it sounds like, it's a good program to promote this energy stuff, good scam. They're providing a source of funds, and they'll administer it instead of you all having to do it. And it's going to be every county that gets involved, but the provision in there is for the payback. If you're the guy getting the money for the better windows, it provides a way to pay it back over, I think, up to 20 years, just as an add-on to your tax assessment. So every year you're going to get a prorated share of whatever you owe added on to your real estate tax bill, personal property tax bill, whatever it is. But the assessor's going to send that along with the rest of your tax bill. And in that fashion, the money that these people loan gets paid back into their PACE fund or whatever it is. But I don't know where the original money comes from. I think that's where this other piece of legislation and agreement comes in. It authorizes counties to issue bonds. Now, I think the idea is that the county issues bonds, they take the proceeds from the sale of the bonds, put it into the money fund from which PACE then makes the loan. I think that's right.
Underlying question is, once created and once property owners become a part of this, have we helped to create another layer of bureaucratic government, of rules and regulations regarding those that have got involved? Is there more here than meets the eyes? And I don't know the answer to that, but I'd sure like to ask the question.
Sure.
We'll pursue that if that's all right, Frank, and then work with you.
That's a great idea. I'd be glad to participate and at least listen to the conversation. But you guys can have the question.
The only
maybe from the legal standpoint is the impact of that one who's appeal or right. That would, in theory, require a review of everything that's been passed, all of the ordinances, just to make and a comparison with what this outfit in Jeff City has passed. See what inconsistencies there are and what might be appealed that you don't like.
Gentlemen, we are scheduled for executive session with counsel.
What is 17 audit? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to go into executive session pursuant of 610.021.123.12 and 17.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to move into executive sessions pursuant to revised statutes of Missouri 610.021 subsections 1, 2, 3, 12, and 17. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.